This episode is brought to you in part by the following TSC sponsors. One of the major problems teams out there are dealing with right now is a productivity problem. It's no secret. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated. There are way too many time-consuming tasks, and that prevents teams from getting the information they need to close deals and to connect with their customers. This is why I'm a big fan of HubSpot Customer Platform. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business, closing deals, and building pipeline. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospects' information. No more one system for this, another for that, and another for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them into customers. All in one place. Plus, HubSpot's AI literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot know you are here for one thing, increase sales and grow revenue. They're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all, man. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better. If you're struggling to build pipeline with quality deals that can close, one of the issues could very well be you're not getting access to the right individuals. Check out LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Get a 60-day free trial. Go to LinkedIn.com/TSE. Again, LinkedIn.com/TSE for a 60-day free trial of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Working remote and trying to do sales on your own can very well be difficult. This is why we would love for you to check out our Sales Mastermind. We have a Sales Professional Mastermind and a Sales Leadership Mastermind. Get a chance to meet once a week with individuals that can help you level up your sales game. To find more information, go to thesalesevangelist.com/mastermind. Referrals, referrals, referrals. We all talk about referrals. Referrals are actually really powerful. An introduction is amazing. The issue is when it comes to LinkedIn, we just think about it from the standpoint, I'm just going to spam some people and get some appointments. However, there's a much easier, simple, low-hanging fruit right before your eyes, and Brain is going to tell you all about that today. Ooh-wee, it's going to be so good. You're going to love it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another great episode of the Sales Evangelist Podcast. I'm your host, Donald C. Kelly, the Sales Evangelist. And I'm so excited for another great episode. I'm so excited to be here with you today. On this episode, we have the one and only Bryn Tillman. We're bringing her back on the show. And Bryn is a LinkedIn whiz, man. She got so much knowledge, experience, and just like straight up data and all kinds of goodness that you can apply. As you know, somebody that loves LinkedIn like I do, I would highly recommend you check her out as well because she has some really interesting stuff when it comes to LinkedIn. And specifically today, we're going to talk about one that's just so simple. I don't care if you're connected with 10 people or 20 people, you could apply the principles today and you can see advances and build pipeline. Like it's just the truth. It works. So as we listen to Brain, I want you to apply these things. If you are listening to our podcast for the first time, this show is designed to help you to 3 to 5x your sales pipeline in normal, natural ways and help you to 2x your close rate. And you could double your close rate, at least double. Obviously, you can do way more than that. But the thing about it is, man, we want you to thrive. And that's at least a standard, a bare minimum that you should be starting with. As we dive into the episode, you get a chance to hear a little bit about Brain. You get a chance to understand about her business and why she's so passionate about LinkedIn as much as we are. Please consider subscribing to our podcast if you haven't done so already. Let's go ahead and get a chance to hear about Brain and find out what this low-hanging fruit is. Brain, welcome to the show.
I am so excited to be back here, Donald. I'm thrilled. It's been a while, but man, you have one of the best podcasts out there. So it's such an honor to be part of it.
Well, you sure know how to make a kid feel good. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I bragged about you a little bit in the teaser, especially with your knowledge and experience with LinkedIn and helping sales teams and organization. But take a minute, Brain, and tell us a little bit more about you and your organization.
Essentially, we help sales professionals get to hello faster and at a high level of credibility. It's about starting more sales conversations that are trust-based, not sales-oriented. to open up conversations and identify if someone is a potential opportunity or not. So it's really clear that what we do is about slowing down the outreach to speed up the outcome. It's about detaching from what the prospect is worth to us and attaching to what we are worth to the prospect. So our LinkedIn outreach and everything that we do is really about showing up in a way that we are providing so much value that our prospects can't wait to have a conversation.
I love this idea. I did an episode recently just for about how sales reps, we're often in the locked in position to sell when buyers usually are not relatively ready to buy. I mean, only a subset of a market is so ready to buy, you know, on an outreach. But what we do see is that buyers are willing to learn. And like you're saying, when you come with this trusted idea and you're able to do this, it makes such an easier turnaround. And I go back to what you're saying there, the last part is that you're obviously that a natural outcome of that is going to see an increase because it's you're not shooting like 10,000 emails out the gate. You're building those valuable relationships and those close a lot faster when opportunities do arise. So I love it.
Yeah,
this is why
absolutely.
You're so brilliant. Oh, this is why I'm excited to have you on the episode today. In particular, you and I were talking about a low-hanging fruit that many sales professionals have, all of us have, when it comes to LinkedIn, and we don't take advantage of it. And that's referrals, or we don't take advantage of enough. Talk to me about that. What exactly do you mean by referrals when it comes to LinkedIn, and why are we so lackadaisical towards it?
Yeah, so I'm going to bring it all the way up that 15,000 foot view and say we're going to call this is leveraging your social proximity. So that's where we want to start. Let's take a look at how we are connected to our buyers. So at the highest level, we are a first degree connection to our targeted market. Mm-hmm. That's not typical, right? But it's possible. So we could talk about we have to take inventory and identify who we're already connected to. But that's the ultimate social proximity is I have a first degree connection with my buyer. Next in line might be I have a first degree connection at the company that I can potentially leverage to get to the decision maker. Or I have a client who's connected to that buyer. So, you know, ultimately, there are lots of pathways in to all of our stakeholders, the buyers, the influencers, the users. And so those pathway in is most open when it's through referral. So what is a referral? Well, we actually break it up into, there's like kind of three. So there's a referral, an introduction, and permission to name drop. So a referral typically is when a client says, hey, I've been working with Donald for the last 3 years. He's fantastic. You need to talk to him. That's a referral. An introduction might be someone in their network that I haven't worked with, but they've seen my content. They know who I am. There's been some rapport building and they may make an introduction internally or even to someone else in their network, not having worked with us, but understanding the credibility that we're bringing to their company. That might be an introduction. So referral person is someone that has worked with you. An introduction is someone that is aware of you, knows you, trusts you, likes you, and is willing to open up their network to get you in front of them. Now, permission to name drop can actually be on either side. It could be on the referral side or the introduction side. It is almost as successful. So the statistics really are somewhere, and these are our own. We haven't done huge research. It's just our observation and statistics from ourselves and our clients.
Sure.
Is about 50% of the people that you get referred to, 100% will connect with you, or 99%. I mean, very few will not connect. 50% of them will take your call. And typically, depending on what you do, there will be about a 50% pipeline opportunity now or in the future. So if you have 10, it'll turn into two or three opportunities. Okay. So if we're getting referrals, about 25% of the people we are referred to will convert to an opportunity, not a close, but an open opportunity at one point. The next level down, which is an introduction, we are still close to above a 90% acceptance rate. The only time that it's not working is when someone says, hey, I'm happy to, you know, introduce you to someone, but I don't know them. That's almost cold, right? So it's not, and I'll take it if they're offering it, but it's almost cold. So I prefer running 20 names by them, getting them to say, hey, these 8 I know, and I think it would be helpful. And then I can make some introductions for you.
Love that.
Those are also just as powerful. So it could be a networking partner. It could be someone you worked with years ago, but that you've identified in LinkedIn that they are connected to your buyer. And so we're leveraging that relationship. That permission to name drop that kind of runs between the two, I use more with clients than anyone else. And I'm going to tell you just a quick story why. When I had done this with a client who loves us, has had great success, and was really excited to help me by making some introductions, got really busy. And then when I was reaching out for other purposes, started to ghost me because they were embarrassed that they hadn't done the introductions that they promised.
Yeah.
And so now we have repaired the relationship, and she knows that I use this example all the time. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of times I don't want to ask my clients to do that work now. So permission to name drop can be very helpful. Now, if there's one person on that list that was their college roommate, great. If you're willing to do that, that's fabulous. But I now want to take control of the sales cycle, and I'll reach out and say, hey, Donald, Bob Woods and I were chatting. Your name came up in conversation. He says, hello.
Yeah.
We were talking about X, Y, and Z, and he thought it might be a great idea for us to connect and explore how we might be able to work together. If you're open, please accept my connection request. You accept the connection request. Now I respond back with, you know, thanks so much for connecting. Per Bob's recommendation, I'm looking forward to getting to know you a little bit more. Please let me know your preferred way of scheduling. If it happens to be via calendar link, here's mine.
Love it.
And now this is not a discovery call yet, guys. Like, this is really important for you to get. If they come back with, oh my gosh, I've been looking for this solution, great. But be careful. This is where we have to slow it down and build rapport and learn about them, find out how you can be of service to them, and then wait for them to say, so tell me a little bit about what you do, and wait and have patience, because when they ask you, they'll listen. When you start to talk about it uninvited, they will see it as a bait and switch.
Another Bite, hosted by John Dick, Jory Monroe, and Ariel Boswell, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Each week, they break down episodes of everyone's favorite business television show, Shark Tank. They offer their own unique thoughts, spin-off companies, critiques, and even talk to some of the people who actually pitch to the sharks to tell their own tales. From squatty potties to mensch on a bench, and even that weird golf club that you actually pee into. Another Bite takes a fresh look at some of your favorite episodes, and even more importantly, answer what these entrepreneurs are up to now. The latest episode is all about scaling a location-based business with Barbie's bartending. One of the things that I love about that episode is the idea of the use case for community-led growth. It's a powerful concept, and they talk about it and teach extensively. Listen to Another Bite wherever you get your podcasts. And I think the beautiful side of it is like how easy this is to do. And it doesn't matter where you are with your LinkedIn connections. Everyone probably has at least 1 or 10 people they're connected to that they can do something like this with. And it's just so low hanging. It's just right there. My question is, why do you feel in your experience, and you've worked with a lot of teams and individual, why are people not taking advantage of this approach enough?
Yeah. So I will say that there are a few things. The number one thing I get is I don't know most of the people in my network.
Yep. I hear that one.
Right. So I will say, you know, about 10% of your connections, you know, take inventory. Whether you search for your first degree connections, we love, you and I, Donald, we use Sales Navigator, but you can search in the free. It's not as good, but you can search your first degree connections. You can even export your connections into an Excel spreadsheet and take inventory and take a look at who are the clients, current and past? Who are your prospects that you're connected to that you're ignoring? Who are the referral partners and networking partners that you're connected to that you should be re-engaging? I mean, the average person now, we're up to 750 connections. The average person has on LinkedIn,
it's
750
amazing.
Connections. That means 10%, guys, 10%, I think, is about 75. That's a really good place to start.
And if you think about that, like I'm thinking of a room brand with 75 people. That's a decent sized room. That's like you go to a hotel conference. That's a room that you're talking about there. And I think oftentimes we look at it and we're like saying, well, I don't have thousands of people. Oftentimes I'm like, those thousands of people, usually those people with thousands of people, like say mine, I have 18,000, but doesn't necessarily mean I'm connected to all on a personal relationship. But when you have a smaller network, it's way easier to have that true connection and to have 75 people that you can get business from that you could potentially, you know, reach out to have business conversation with from your prospect. It's like, it's amazing. It's a gold mine. And I love your approach to three different levels because that makes it so much more easier. And the other part that I like what you shared is one that I taught people when it comes to general referrals is like, take the work out of it for them. Especially when you say, here are the 20 that I saw that I wanted to ask specifically about, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you run it by them in 20, if we're in the 10% range, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to get two or three out of 20. In some cases, it could be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Right. But you're going to get two or three that are meaningful introductions. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You know, it's a 10-minute conversation. And so I love to go in there with a list and I'll create a list in Sales Navigator. Get on Zoom with someone and say, can I quickly go through these with you? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, yes, no, yes, no. And I save them in a lead list under their name.
Yeah.
So I will create this list. I now save them. And now I have, maybe there's 100 and in 10 minutes. And I will ask if they go, oh, that's a good one. In notes, in Sales Navigator, I'll say, how do you know them?
Yeah.
And I can, like in 15 minutes, we could go through 80, 100 names. Because only 10% of them are going to be good. So, you're only taking notes on 10 people. And it's really great.
You mentioned something at the beginning where it's like this idea, and I'm paraphrasing here, you know, the scaling concept. It's not a huge, you know, number of outreach where you're sending out thousands of, you know, like an email or, you know, auto-dialing thousands of people. Mm-hmm. How do you get sales leaders to embrace this idea to slow down the process when they usually are pushing BDRs and AEs, go book appointments, do activities.
Yeah.
How do you do this, Brian?
It's a lift. And I'll tell you, it really is. And, you know, when people say, who's your competition? My competition, well, it's status quo. That's all of our competition. But even bigger are the ridiculous automation tools.
Oh,
we can do this at scale for $50 a month and we can reach out. They're coming back. Their reps are getting their accounts shut down. It's not productive. Do people accept their connection? I mean, it's literally like going out. It's like, well, this is what it's like in my head is you're at a conference and you're walking around to all the tables and just picking up their business cards and sticking them in your pocket. That's what these connections are. Right? Like, okay.
I got leads. You know, I got leads.
I got leads.
Oh, my goodness.
So often they come back and say, well, that didn't work. And I tell them, these are the risks. First of all, it is breaking LinkedIn's user agreement, 8.2.2. So I can never advocate for it. Number two, be careful because if you tell your reps to do this and their account is closed down permanently, as a company, you have liability in that.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep in mind, right? Like they do. And especially now that they know that they're breaking the user agreement, right? And so, and I'm like, and when it doesn't work, come on back. But here's the thing. What brings them over is the relationship aspect. You know, marketing is for mass outreach. Sales is one-on-one. So if you want your marketing group to leverage LinkedIn, there are lots of mass ability, you know, you can advertise, you can get in front of targeted markets. Even your content is reaching beyond your network done well. All of that is important, but your salespeople should not be doing that. So your salespeople should be engaging with the right people, and they can share content that your company creates to stay top of mind and engage with the people that are engaging with that content. And they can do polls and get their prospects to vote on their polls. But the job of sales is to start a real conversation. It's not likes, it's not comments. The bottom line is, if you want to create sales opportunities, you need to have, I used to say phone calls, I'm fine with a Zoom call, right? And and a lot of salespeople say, pick up the phone, pick up the phone. And I'm fine with that, but pick up the phone when they already know who you are. Mm. Pick up the phone when you've engaged with them a few times, when you've done your homework and your research, when they know your name. And I'm like, hey, it's Bryn, your new LinkedIn buddy. I thought I'd reach out. I really love the post you just put out. And they're like, hey, Bryn, those are the calls I want to make.
The biggest problem sales professionals hit me up about right now is how can they get in touch with more prospects? Cold called, cold emails, they have their place. It's just not as effective. Navigator changed the game for one of my clients, literally built his focus list, was able to get high intelligence information, understanding stuff about the company and what mattered to them the most. He used that to start a conversation with the CEO. The CEO said he was interested, connected him with the other technical leaders. Now he has an appointment. It turned into a great opportunity. Navigator does this time and time again and can help you close more business. Fueled by LinkedIn, 1 billion members. I mean, Navigator is a powerhouse and every sales professional should have it. Try it for 60 days. Go to linkedin.com/TSE. Get a free 60-day trial all on the house. Again, linkedin.com/TSE for a 60-day trial. I promise you it's going to blow your mind what you can do with Navigator. Again, linkedin.com/TSE to get started. Working from home is amazing. It can be tough. That laundry pile gets distracting when you don't want to make the cold outreach. We have a sales mastermind for sales reps and another one specifically for sales leaders where you get a chance to be with a small group of individuals once a week for 60 minutes and myself to level up your sales game, whether that's a hot seat where you get a chance to work through a difficult deal or perhaps you need help with a sales reps that's facing challenge. How do you guide and help them? The mastermind gets information from your peers as well as myself to help you to stay accountable, to set goals and to shatter those goals. To find out more and to see how our mastermind could help you, go to thesalesevangelist.com/mastermind. Again, thesalesevangelist.com/mastermind. And I think those are the ones that the people love the most anyways, right? It's when people can feel that there is a genuine connection. We call it a point of reference. When I can look back and say, I'm seeing this email or I'm hearing this phone call, who is this person? I can associate them back to something. And that point of reference could be that relationship that was prompted or started on LinkedIn or that introduction or whatnot. So that makes that cold call automatically change to a warm call right out of the gate. So I'm advocate for that. Any other tips you have for individual sales reps are saying, you know, boy, Bryn, I've never tried this before, but I'm going to try it this week. What advice would you give them to get over that hump to start reaching out for these connections?
Well, okay. So the first piece is pull out all of your business cards with rubber bands in the corner of your desk if you're old like me. Start connecting with everyone you have a conversation with and like make LinkedIn your contacts, everyone. Because this works when the more people you know that you're connected to, the better this works. So that's the first thing. The next thing is start with your warmest, happiest customers that are just easy to talk to, or with someone that has already referred business to you or you to them. So don't start with someone that's brand new, like you know them, but you've never done any kind of business. really like just start in your comfort zone. A lot of sales trainers will say, you got to get out of your box. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. And what I'm going to say is fill the box. Fill the comfort zone. Do the things, do these things with people that you already have a relationship with. So if it's awkward, it's okay.
Yeah.
And you can say to them, all right, this is the first time I'm doing this. I heard this on a podcast. Let's give it a shot. Right? Practice it with people that you have a deep relationship with. And it's great if it's two ways, right? Go to your networking partners to do this so that you can make introductions on their behalf as well.
Yeah.
So get comfortable with the people that you're comfortable with, and then you can expand it out to your broader network.
Brilliant. Bryn, if somebody's listening to this episode today and they're like, man, this stuff was fire. I want to try this. I want to connect with Bryn, see what else she has. Is there a best way for them to go about connecting with you? And you have a podcast as well, if you don't mind speaking about that for a second.
Yeah, I'm on a couple that I co-host Making Sales Social. I co-host Sales Navigator with Stan and Bryn. And I co-host Jack Rance with Bryn. So there's I'm on a whole bunch right now. It's really fun. But Making Sales Social is my primary podcast. And we've got lots of stuff there. And we also have a free library that's like free forever at socialsaleslink.com/library or linkedinlibrary.com. I mean, there's tons of things, and I'll even link back this podcast in that library.
I love it. Well, you all, there you go. You have a ton of assets, free stuff you could take advantage of to find useful. But this referral idea is very simple. You can go ahead and try it. Connect with Bryn on LinkedIn. Bryn, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We have a link down in the show notes towards your stuff. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Donald. You're awesome. You're doing great things and like amazing. You're transforming our industry and I love it.
Well, thank you. I learned from the best. That was Bryn Tillman. I'm telling you, that was some really good stuff. Well, I'm about to go hit up a few people right now. You're probably one of them. Look at your LinkedIn connections and see who you know that could benefit from our services and ask for that intro. That's all it takes. That is all it takes. And I want to hold you to it. I want you to go ahead and connect with Bryn on LinkedIn or me and just say, I'm going to try this today. I'm going to try. Like if you do that, this could radically change your quarter. I promise you. It is a powerful principle, but most of us don't take advantage of it. So I want you to try it. Test it out. Let us know. If you want to check out our sales mastermind, you can find more information at thesalesevangelist.com/mastermind. Again, thesalesevangelist.com/mastermind. It's a group where we help sales professionals like you and me to be able to stay accountable, to help us to stay accountable when it comes to our outreach and to implement strategies like this and to make sure it's not a training program, but make sure we have the guidance and the help and the coaching from other sales reps, our peers, as well as a sales leader like myself that can guide you on it. If you want to find out more information, again, go to thesalesevangelist.com/mastermind. Again, thesalesevangelist.com/mastermind. We will help you hit that quota this quarter. Check it out. As always, I want you to thrive. I want you to succeed. I want you to raise the level of thinking. I want you, more importantly, to go out, take advantage of the strategies today, and do big things. I'll see you in the next one. Stay tuned for a scene from our next episode.
We're always trying to minimize in the B2B world two things, cost of sales and lifetime account value. And if you don't know what your cost of sales is, you could be pursuing something, things that are just like, they're not efficient. You're spending way too much energy to get every dollar in the door. And so you got to be managing your cost of sales, and you can't manage it if you don't track it.
Hey, I want to tell you, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I'm super grateful that you're finding benefit from it, that you're sharing it with other people. And if you haven't done so already, tell others. I'm sure people on your team could find benefit from it as well. But check it, I can't take all the credit for myself. The team is doing an amazing job. The Sales Evangelist Podcast is a podcast by the Sales Evangelist Training Organization. It is produced by TSC Studios. The amazing Maureen Griffin is our guest coordinator as well as executive assistant. Our tireless podcast production manager, ensuring everything stays on track, is the one and only Nancy Paul. Our show note and content writer is Priya Joshi. The amazing artwork and video production is done by Destin Cunado. The superior audio quality you hear is thanks to the one and only Jershon O'Bale. Created by The Sales Evangelist and hosted by yours truly, Donald C. Kelly. Podcast. Sales Podcast Network.